The Oneida Indian Nation and the National Congress of American Indians want the NFL team in Washington to change its name. On Wednesday, the groups wrote to all NFL players asking them to support the campaign. A week earlier, 50 U.S. senators also asked the team to drop the nickname. In a written response, Washington General Manager Bruce Allen said, quote, "The Redskins team name continues to carry a deep and purposeful meaning." The team also initiated a Twitter campaign on Thursday aimed at Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. This isn't the first time Washington has struggled with issues of race. In the 1962 NFL season, the team, under different ownership, became the last franchise to add a black player to its roster. His name is Bobby Mitchell, and he's now a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Mitchell recently broke his silence about the team naming controversy. Only a Game's Doug Trabue reports.
In 1967, some of the nation's most prominent black athletes gathered in Cleveland for a summit with Muhammad Ali. Bobby Mitchell joined a group that included his former Cleveland Browns teammates Jim Brown and John Wooten, and the NBA's Bill Russell and Lew Alcindor, known today as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. After the meeting, the athletes publicly declared their support for the boxer and his refusal to join the U.S. Army on religious grounds. At the Pro Football Hall of Fame Fan Fest event in Cleveland this month, Mitchell recalled the tension of that moment.
And a lot of people don't understand that when we decided to have the meeting with Muhammad Ali, all of us could have lost our jobs. And as we said to Muhammad, if you are saying that you can't go into service, it's against your religion, then we'll back you, no matter what happened to us.
Mitchell's role as a pioneer began several years before that meeting with Ali. Drafted by Cleveland in 1958, Mitchell was a football Swiss Army knife who played halfback, flanker, and wide receiver, in addition to returning punts and kicks. After the 1961 season, the Browns traded Mitchell to Washington, which at the time was further south than any other NFL franchise in the eastern U.S. Two other black players were added to the roster, but Mitchell was the only star.
No matter what the situation is, you're still responsible for what happens. Because it's easy when someone says something or do something to go berserk. Because I went through some things in Washington that I didn't expect, and I had to be able to handle those things.
When Mitchell arrived in the nation's capital, the city was still adjusting to desegregation, and the civil rights movement was bringing more social change. Team owner George Preston Marshall didn't sign a black player voluntarily. Washington was playing in what was then known as D.C. Stadium, and it was owned by the federal government. President John F. Kennedy's administration made it clear to Marshall that his team needed to integrate. In a story he's never told publicly before, Mitchell remembered his first meeting with Marshall and his first impression of the name Redskins.
And I'm sitting there talking to him, and I didn't hear much of anything he said because I was so impressed with all around that room was portraits of Indian chiefs. He had every Indian chief that you can name all around, big portraits. I don't mean little. And I'm sitting there, and he talking, and I'm just looking, I was so impressed.
Mitchell says the team's popularity was exploding in the 1960s, and players and fans didn't give the name much of a thought.
When I got to Washington, there was no problem with saying Redskins, and I was no different. Because at that time, Redskins, everybody was going nuts. Mr. Marshall never had an empty seat in his stadium during those days because every train coming up from the south was full of fans.
After his playing career ended in 1968, Mitchell stayed with the team, holding front office positions until retiring in 2003. The 78-year-old says the pressure on current owner Dan Snyder will not let up anytime soon.
Dan Snyder has to answer to it a little better than he has because things do change.
But Mitchell stops short of calling for a name change, and he says his enthusiasm for the nickname is still there, but it's dampened. In part because some of his longtime friends are Native American.
When I hear Redskins, I still feel the same way about it as I did when I came here in all our glory years. It's just that now when you say, yeah, you're Redskins, you say, yeah, Redskins, you can't help it, you know? Because as a black man, I understand what the Indians are saying. So I don't know how this worked out.
For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabue.